Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as prices are going up and inflation is with us probably for a while, I know everybody's waiting for the roaring 20s. I don't really see that till mid-20s if we're even going to have a roaring 20s. But right now we're going to be dealing with some pretty bad inflation, some very weird sort of economic growth, some very weird sort of labor shifting, some new industries coming up and making a lot of money. But honestly, I really think we need to put our heads together and figure out what we're going to do at each of the little electric outlets for these electric cars. If there's going to be electric outlets throughout the highway system, then if you have to sit around for a half hour, 40 minutes, what should we have? Should we have a Wi-Fi center? Should we have an AM, PM? Should we have some sort of entertainment console? So I think there's some money to be made there. I think there's a business idea that sadly only one person is going to be able to capitalize on. But obviously, there's going to be some room for growth. But I'm a little disappointed at what we're getting for our money. When I go to a restaurant now, when I go to a grocery store, you just see the prices keep rising. And it's frustrating. And I've also been very, very frustrated with movies. I've been starting to go back and see old movies. I saw Die Hard again because a lot of these new movies that have came out have disappointed. I mean, Jungle Cruise. First part of Jungle Cruise was fantastic. Not really excited about the second half. And so, Wonder Woman. I like the beginning of the second Wonder Woman movie. And then, when a movie can't keep you entertained the whole time, It just kind of starts to bother you, and you're like, I've seen better. So, no wonder there's a push by these entertainment giants to then bring back the past. If people loved Home Alone, and they love the Home Alone movie, then why not bring it back? Well, they're going to. They're going to bring back Home Alone. They're going to bring back a bunch of movies. So, Disney Plus is going to reboot a bunch of movies. It's going to be called Home Sweet Home Alone. The new film stars Ellie Kemper, Rob Delaney, Archie Bates, Kenan Thompson. It's going to debut November 12th. I do like Christmas movies. I really do like The Home Alone, but I really caution them for taking a classic and rebooting it. Sicario was good. That's a question to you guys. Which reboot worked? Which reboot of a film that was done in the past worked? I never saw the original Ocean's 11, but I think Ocean's 11 was a reboot. I like that. So there's some movies that maybe were like so far in the past. I don't think I ever saw Breakfast with Tiffany, so I don't know. But, no, you can't call them Star Wars reboots because they were different stories. We're talking, a reboot is a story, is a movie. Let's say like Jaws. And it's not a sequel, it's just a brand new, it's the same story but done differently. So, yeah. So like Rocky, if you reboot Rocky, it's going to be Rocky Balboa, and he's going to fight an Apollo Creed. If not, then it's a sequel. You see? So that's how it would be. So, anyway, I think maybe some reboots. I did like Sicario. I thought that was good. But they're going to come up with Home Alone. I think they're also doing another Mighty Ducks, another Turner and Hooch, another High School Musical. Oh, no. Another Doogie Howser. The Doogie Howser is going to be called Doogie Kamealoha. MD. That's interesting. I think they're also going to do another Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid was okay. They're going to do another Cheaper by the Dozen. They're going to do another Night at the Museum. So, I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to be taken. I want to know that if I'm putting that kind of money into a movie or that kind of money into entertainment, I'm getting my money's worth. When you see Die Hard, there was never a movie like that before, and there never is a movie like that again. When you saw the original Jurassic Park, people thought, oh, it's going to be like King Kong. Very different. And there has been nothing to be able to replicate what Jurassic Park did. The Godzillas, I don't know. I've never really watched the original. They were okay. The Superman reboot, they redid Superman. Mind you, he was good looking, and I thought he did a good job, but it's not like the original. Now, I understand that I'm old, okay? I'm middle age. We have people that have been born that don't know about the old movies. I mean, I had to teach my kids, look, guys, this is the original Superman. This is the original, you know, then they were like, well, that movie looks boring. Like, no, it wasn't. That was like the greatest movie ever, the original Superman. In fact, I like Superman 2 more. But, you know, are we really losing out on the creativity? We spoke about this last week, where with Jungle Cruise, first part of the movie was great, but then they had all this supernatural stuff, and to me, it ruined it. And a lot of these movies, they get ruined. I think I heard they wanted to do a Pretty Woman reboot, but, you know, when these companies want to make money, they're like, why not use a recipe and build on it? They already have a screenplay. They don't have to pay for another screenplay. They take the old one, give royalties to whoever, and then we'll put, you know, new people in there. Freaky Friday. How many times has Freaky Friday been rebooted? The original Freaky Friday I remembered as a kid. Freaky Friday is where there's a daughter and her mom, and they don't like their lives, so they make a wish that they wish, you know, they could be a teenager again, or they wish they could be grown up, and then they trade bodies, and the girl is freaked out because of the mom's boobies, and the mom is, like, all freaked out because she's like, where are my boobies? And I don't know. And it's like, man, I would not want to be back in high school. I'm telling you that right now, because I had boobies, and they were painful, and they just didn't, I did not like it. I think if I got to go back in time, maybe when I was a five-year-old. Anyway, so all I'm going to say, you know, to any of you in entertainment and all that, is you really run the risk now of many of us going, are you kidding me? You know, and don't, you know, don't waste our time and money making a reboot that's going to stink. Because then any future reboot your company tries to do, people are going to be like, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's get to some headlines. The United States is considering relocating its embassy to the Kabul airport amid a deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. That's according to a U.S. official, Western diplomatic source, and another source familiar with the situation that reached out to local news here, as well as CNN. The U.S. is expected to draw down some personnel from its diplomatic outpost in the Afghan capital. And the U.S. official said options are being weighed in real time, but cautioned that the situation remains fluid. They indicated that decisions are likely to evolve in the days and weeks ahead, given the rapidly changing situation on the ground. As you know, the Taliban has taken over since America withdrew. A lot of debate on whether that should have happened or whether it should have happened long ago. That's for you guys to debate. All I know is the last thing we need right now is a crisis right? Foreign policy crisis. It seems like Biden definitely has his hands full. He had trouble going back to the White House, if you saw that the other day, that video. It's. I don't really like to cover things like that because I don't want to sit here and propagate that he has cognitive decline. But it just wasn't a good optic when Secret Service had to point and tell him where to get back to the White House, and then he doesn't follow that direction and then kind of walks across the grass and goes through the, you know, lawn and steps on the grass, which I didn't think we were supposed to be stepping on the grass. I thought we were supposed to be saving the grass, so it wasn't a good look. So just like this, not a good look. The U.S. official said there's obviously a dramatically different tempo to the discussions currently underway, but there are a lot of different equities that need to be weighed right now. So they described the relocation to the airport as one of the possibilities being discussed and the most probable. This way they could get the heck out of there if they have to. I would say just get out now. I mean, why kick the can down the road? If it's looking like it's getting dangerous, they said there is a lot of expedited planning going on about the broader future diplomatic presence in Kabul, saying the mood has changed, but we are still not at the collapse. So a source said the U.S. could make the move to the airport in order to be able to get diplomats out of the country faster if it becomes necessary, unless the Taliban takes over the airport. And also because in the future there could be challenges in getting from the embassy to the airport. The Biden National Security Team has been holding calls and meetings Thursday with what sources describe as a growing sense of urgency about the accelerating Taliban gains in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and he spoke with National Security Guard Advisor Jake Sullivan to discuss the unfolding situation. Not that that's supposed to give us any relief, but I guess they talked. So it's deteriorating, it's getting a little nervous, it's getting a little scary, and upset in Afghanistan could obviously translate to turmoil in the surrounding area. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also very odd is a Panamanian registered ship ran aground in a northern Japan harbor and then split into two. We're talking Titanic style, just split into two. And it's leaking oil. Now, thank God, no injuries among the 21 crew. And the oil leak so far appears to be in control. No signs that it reached the shore. But a 39,910-ton vessel called the Crimson Polaris was carrying wood chips when it ran aground Wednesday in the Hachinohe Harbor. It was able to manage to free itself, but due to poor weather was unable to move far. It anchored about 2.5 miles out from the port. Now, the vessel was supposed to end, the vessel came from Thailand. Then it split into two, an oil slick about 5.1 kilometers long by 1 kilometer wide was then later visible. Containment measures were being taken by patrol boats. And I guess the two parts of the vessel have not moved. They're closely monitored. I'm assuming they got everybody off the boat, but that is just a mess, an absolute mess. So in our neck of the woods, we're watching Fred, Tropical Storm Fred. It has been actually downgraded to a tropical depression. It's not a very organized, kind of like how, you know, Fred Flintstone did Yabba Dabba Doo. I'll remember Fred as not being very organized. It's swirling between eastern Cuba and southeastern Bahamas early Thursday. It has made its way towards Florida. They do expect a weekend landfall by, I think, Saturday. It's going to hit the Keys in the early a.m. Saturday. But Fred is the first named storm of August. Things might have been a little quiet, but we expect things to sadly pick up. The system did drench the Dominican Republic, knock out hundreds of thousands of threatening of power, knocking out power for hundreds of thousands. There were mudslides. The storm weakened as it moved through the Dominican Republic and Haiti as expected. However, they do fear that it's going to regain strength as it starts to move over the Gulf. Winds and rain could come to Florida as soon as Friday. Tropical storm conditions were expected by Saturday. Multiple landfalls possible in the state of Florida. So according to Dennis Feltkin, National Hurricane Center meteorologist said these conditions are expected to spread northward along portions of the Florida West Coast and the Florida Panhandle through Monday. We are not expecting this to hit hurricane strength. I think it's moving quick enough where it won't be able to consolidate and get to hurricane strength winds, which are about 74 miles an hour. So heads of Tropical Storm Watch is expected for portions as they think it'll go from depression back up to storm in the Florida Keys. Calling the storm poorly organized, the center said Fred is right now 80 miles west of the Great Inagua Island in the Bahamas, 230 miles east of Camagüey, Cuba, and it is moving west-northwest at 14 miles an hour with maximum sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. So Puerto Rico, they're dealing with power outages, 13,000 customers without power. Governor Pedro Pierluisi has closed government agencies on Tuesday. Gas stations shut down after running out of fuel. 300,000 customers in the Dominican Republic were out of power. Again, these are things we really, really have to think about if we go to electric cars. I understand I want to save the environment. I understand what Biden's trying to do. It's just I really think we all need to have maybe hybrids. Just I don't like the idea of us being reliant on power unless there's some other generating battery source that can give us hours of charge. One thing I can count on in the future is there's going to be another natural disaster. There's going to be another hurricane. There's going to be another storm. There's going to be another snowstorm. And, you know, with everybody predicting climate change is, you know, worse and we did this to ourselves and climate change isn't going to get better, then if we're going to go with that, and honestly, the climate's always changing. I mean, if you take a look at the Grand Canyon, that is evidence that thousands upon thousands of years ago, the climate changed such that a river dried up that made the Grand Canyon. So I think we can all agree that climate changes. But if we think that what we did in the last 100 years made it worse, then we'll have to agree that, all right, there's going to be more hurricanes. There's going to be more snowstorms. There's going to be more flooding. There's going to be more issues. So if that's the case, do we really want to be dependent on a power grid? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we rarely see power grids go out. Power grids are strong. What happened a few months ago in Houston? I'm not convinced. If you're going to tell me that, you know, an earthquake can happen and a major storm could happen or the cartel could come or there could be a cyber attack or nuclear war or whatever, and I'm going to need to move somewhere and you know, just haul butt. And then you're going to limit me by my car can only drive X amount of miles without an electric charge. I'm going to be kind of nervous. And I'm going to hold on to any fuel vehicle I have. Boy, will fuel go up. Man, people are going to be hungry for fuel. So I don't know what the answer is, but I just don't like the idea of being... And mind you, you know, they're gas stations. Power outages affect gas stations. But at least you could load up on fuel and you could store fuel for a certain period of time, unless somebody tries to steal it. My son got stuck, and he is doing an internship, and he had to go to the test site, and he thought he'd be able to get gas, you know, along the way, and no, the gas station was out. So thank God a friend of ours who lived nearby in a small town had extra gas and was able to pour some into his tank. I mean, you know, are we prepared? If we're going to go by, all right, we got climate change, let's be prepared. Then you need to be prepared by making sure that your automobile can move, that you can get the heck out of Dodge. And I would not want to be living in Florida hoping that my electric car will work during a hurricane. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Much of the United States is under heat advisories with dangerously high temperatures expected to last into the weekend. Temperatures along the I-95 corridor could feel like 110 degrees with actual temperatures reaching close to 100. Meanwhile, temperatures in Portland, Oregon could also hit 105 degrees on Thursday. This comes as parts of the Midwest are cleaning up after severe thunderstorms and tornadoes ripped through the area. Storms also expected again today in parts of northeast Kansas, northwest Missouri, and north central Illinois. The Los Angeles City Council introduced a motion this week that would make it illegal to buy, possess, sell, or transport a ghost gun in the city. Ghost guns are assembled from part kits and don't have serial numbers, making them untraceable by law. You're listening to USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protection is announcing a huge drug bust at the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Congress to take steps to lower prescription drug prices. Biden highlighting that issue during a speech at the White House on Thursday. Drug prices, a bipartisan issue among presidents, as former President Donald Trump in December of 2020 signed an executive order that he said would help lower prescription drug prices by putting America first. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep your questions coming in your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you're shy and you don't want to come on air, which is totally cool, totally fine. I got that. We're still taking your questions and your comments on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. We have a little contact site. So, some of you are concerned about what's going on in the schools. One major headline is in Mississippi. I think we have how many thousands of students now quarantining? Kids went back to school. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Kids are back at school. The problem is that some kids got sent back home and needed to be on quarantine. So, in Mississippi, we're being told, let me get the numbers, I need my glasses, because I have myopia. No, actually, I don't. Now I need reading glasses. 4,400 students in Mississippi are quarantining after being exposed to COVID-19 in the first few weeks of the school year. The department tracks student and staff COVID-19 exposure, positive cases by individual schools and counties, August 2nd through August 6th. An official said 43 out of Mississippi's 82 counties submitted reporting. Now, this is interesting. We had, I think, in Northern Nevada, a case where a kid was positive but went to school anyway. And then I think they had to quarantine a bunch of other kids. In Las Vegas, where I live, we have about 50 students who have entered COVID-19 quarantine after two students at a Las Vegas Valley charter tested positive for the virus. So let's kind of be realistic here for a second, okay? All right, how many of you have, since your vaccine, got a random COVID test? Well, if you had to for work, you did. If you didn't have to for work, did you do it? And if you didn't do it, why? Be honest. You don't have to say it on air. But is it because you just don't want to deal with it? You just don't want to quarantine? Did you guys see the movie Monsters, Inc.? So in Monsters, Inc., if a monster touched something from a child, it was a 2319, and they had to get silkwood decontaminated, you know, where they strip down naked and get scrubbed. And so this 2319 would be such a pain in the butt that when one of the monsters finally did touch something of a kid and the friend wanted to call 2319, he just kind of threw the guy into the locker and just moved on. And so I wonder if we might have to be like that monster in Monsters, Inc. and try and move on. Because I don't see how realistically the way we're doing it with the current quarantines is going to work. We don't have a vaccine for kids under 12. And we don't have a lot of enthusiasm from the pediatric population or parents to vaccinate their child with an emergency use authorized vaccine. So if we don't have a lot of 12-year-olds on up getting vaccinated, when we don't have a vaccine for 5-year-olds on up, we don't have vaccine for the pre-K or infants, and again, it's going to be very interesting to see how many parents are going to enthusiastically embrace that. We have hospitalizations going up in kids. We have seen pediatric deaths with COVID. How do we do school? Now, I'm agreeing with the American Academy of Pediatrics, get these kids in school. Get these kids around other kids. 16 months of no school and not being around other kids, you know, when COVID still has a very low death rate, especially the wild type, was pretty damaging, was pretty detrimental. We spoke to Dr. Knight, optometrist, about how myopia, you know, 1 in 3, I think, kids started to complain of being nearsighted. Lack of sleep, weight gain, it was just a cluster of depression, lack of maturity, they didn't develop as well as they would have normally among other kids. You can't lock a kid up. It doesn't work. So I'm a fan of kids being back at school. But like this is a big cluster. This is a poop show. So one day I'll be able to say what I need to say on air, but right now we have FCC rules, but you guys know what I mean by poop show. You can't have unvaccinated individuals under CDC guidelines around others if they have the sniffles, because that could be a sign of COVID. And an unvaccinated individual or even a vaccinated individual with symptoms of COVID has to quarantine or has to isolate. Quarantine is where we try to protect you from, from you having the virus. Isolate is if you have the virus and we want to keep you away from others. We isolate you. And people use that term interchangeably, but there is a small difference. So if somebody was exposed to somebody with COVID and they're vaccinated, they can still go to work, still go to school. But if they're unvaccinated and you've been exposed to COVID, you need to quarantine for 14 days. Remember in Ebola, you had to quarantine for 21 days? With COVID, it's 14. So if some kid goes to school, they have COVID, and there's really no privacy. I don't see where HIPAA comes into play, because everybody figures out, oh, it was Johnny. Johnny did this to us. They all figure it out, sadly, because they notice Johnny's not there. Then, okay, we had a COVID exposure in this classroom, in a class of 30. They're going to very easily figure it out. So if you were exposed and you were vaccinated, that whole class goes home. This is going to just keep happening. And we're coming into the fall. In the fall, people sneeze. People cough. Which means you're going to have to test kids. And if kids test positive, whether they have symptoms or not, now, because they're unvaccinated, you're going to keep quarantining. This was one of the reasons why, even though I have four kids being in school, based on the current rules, I knew it was going to be impossible for my kids to stay in school. Now, my kids' school did a good job last year, but we would every month be told that a class quarantined, a class quarantined, and I didn't want to have to quarantine. So when my son's like, look, I'd like to do online, I'm like, fine by me, because I just didn't want to have to deal with the needing to quarantine. But, I mean, eventually, we're going to have to poop or get off the pot and say, all right, let's let kids go to school. If they're not having symptoms, if they're feeling okay, if they're social distancing, if they're wearing masks, I mean, are we going to just let school go? It's really hard to start school and then send thousands of kids back home. One of the reasons why doctors had wanted kids to go back to school is because all kids need to be in school. This can't be we'll have these two kids excel and all these kids have to do remote. I mean, the whole purpose was kids being together and kids learning at a similar rate. But if you're already starting to send people back home, it's going to be discongruous. It's going to be inconsistent. So people are saying, I'm reading articles, once the kids get the vaccine, the emergency approval of the vaccine, this will all be fine. Says who? I mean, how is that going to work? Let's say there's emergency authorization for the vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. Do you see every kid getting that vaccine? We still have tons of kids not up to date with their regular vaccines. And not because they're anti-vaxxers or their parents are anti-vaxxers. It's because they haven't gotten into a doctor. A lot of these people are using telemedicine. And I'll ask, I'll go, is your kid up to date? Like, well, they missed last year's shots because of COVID. I go, is your doctor's office open? They go, yeah, but we can't get in. Or maybe they don't want to go in. So if parents are pro-vax, but they aren't taking their kids in to get vaccinated, which, by the way, you can get vaccinated, I believe at Walgreens and CVS, you can go to pharmacies and get vaccinated. But if parents don't want to take their kids to go into these places and get vaccinated, we have a whole bunch of people that aren't even up to date on the regular vaccines. And we think that they're going to take their kids in for a two-shot mRNA vaccine religiously, which means we might be going a whole nother year. Let's say best case scenario, we get emergency authorization for school-age kids. We're not talking pre-K, but school-age kids to get a vaccine. I doubt we're going to have anywhere close to 50% compliance with that. So then what do? Are we going to kick kids out of school? I mean, look at all the mandates. Look at what California wants to do. Look at what New York's doing. So now you're going to deny a kid a right to school because of their parent choice? I mean, let's really look realistically. I think we might just have to kind of start changing our attitudes towards how we're going to approach COVID. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, some breaking news. It looks like the Pentagon is sending U.S. troops back into Afghanistan to help evacuate Americans. Thank you. State Department announces the Kabul embassy drawdown. Taliban captures 11 cities in advance on the capital. Sorry, we had just talked about this, and I just didn't think it was a good idea to just relocate them to the airport and say, get the heck out. And it looks like the Pentagon is sending troops. I don't know if that means they're going to totally evacuate the embassy. There's about 4,000 people employed. But the State Department last week did warn U.S. citizens to get out of the war ravaged nation. We knew this would happen once we pulled out. And again, it's debatable whether we should have been there or how long we should have been there. Should we have pulled out sooner? Should we have stayed? You know, it's just my problem with this administration and with other administrations before is when they want to make a move and they want to do the opposite of what a previous president did, they just move. They try to act like they're working so quickly and they make these big, bold, machete-like movements. And when it comes to foreign policy, you need surgical precision. When it comes to health care, you need surgical precision. And that's not the way a lot of politicians do things. And it's scary. It's really scary what's going on over there. It's an absolute mess. So we'll keep you guys posted. But it sounds like the U.S. troops are strictly there to help embassy personnel leave the country safely. I'm actually shocked that there weren't troops transitioning down for that. I'm surprised that we have to make an about-face and come back. It actually makes us look really inept from a foreign policy standpoint. So, just quickly to catch you guys up, as of today, Taliban fighters have captured Afghan's third largest city, Herat, giving them control of 11 of 34 provincial capitals. The militant group is said to be in the process of capturing Kandahar, the nation's second largest city behind Kabul. And earlier it was reported that American negotiators were seeking assurances from the Taliban that the militant group will not go after the U.S. embassy if they overtake Kabul. So, Kabul, I think it's Kabul. That's how you pronounce it, I believe. So, asking them, can you please leave us alone? I don't think that's going to work. But wasn't that the same strategy as Biden did with Putin? Can you please not cyber attack what's on this list? Anyway, we have 4,000 employees, 1,400 Americans. And I just hope they get out of there safely. And I hope innocent people don't get hurt. It's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, even though original data found it's pretty damn good for fighting the Delta variant, now we have a study saying its efficacy declined to 42%. This is compared to Moderna, who seems to have 76% efficacy. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic and Cambridge-based biotech company posted a retrospective study on MedRxiv this week, drawing from tens of thousands of PCR tests conducted at the Mayo Clinic and affiliated hospitals across nearly half a dozen states. And the study period analyzed samples from January to July, when either the Alpha or Delta variant was a highly prevalent strain. Now, the Delta variant prevalence in Minnesota increased 0.7% in May to 70% in July, whereas the Alpha variant prevalence decreased from 85% to 13% over the same period. So, results indicated that Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were highly effective against infection, hospitalization, because infection dropped by July to 42% and 76%. They said further findings indicated that people vaccinated with Moderna shot were half as likely to develop a breakthrough infection compared to those of Pfizer. What's more is researchers found that Florida residents fully vaccinated with Moderna shot faced a 60% lower risk of infection when compared to Pfizer recipients. Also across all states, the Moderna vaccine cut COVID-related hospitalizations by about half the rate compared to Pfizer. Now, for some of you, now they're like, oh man, I got the wrong one. Everybody relax, okay? Because you guys were the same ones. The Pfizer recipients were the same ones months ago going, whew, I'm glad I didn't get Moderna because of the side effects. Now, there was the Moderna rash. I've seen Moderna breakthrough cases. I've seen Moderna people in the hospital as well. So, yeah, I'm a Pfizer person. All right, we're Pfizer, we're Moderna, we're Johnson & Johnson. I think it's six and one half a dozen of another. I do believe that the type of vaccine you got is going to vary. But I also think some people had their fair share of side effects. Me, I felt like crap for a couple days, but thank God that was it. I mean, I didn't really, I didn't get the COVID rash. I didn't get the weird taste in my mouth. It's, you know, it wasn't as bad. And so I still am very happy I got the Pfizer. I'll let you guys know if I'm unhappy. You know, but right now I got the Pfizer and I'm happy, so everybody calm down. It's okay. It's okay. We'll make this work. In the meantime, pregnant people. CDC is recommending that pregnant people do get a COVID-19 vaccine. I know many pregnant people have been saying, you want me to do what? And I have a fetus. Apparently, people who are pregnant, when they get COVID, it's bad, just like with the flu. Remember, you might think that you have, you know, some extra positive energy and vibes and hormones protecting you, but your body could only do so much. You are going to be in a more delicate state being pregnant. As much as we women want to think that we're equal to men in terms of stamina because of us being, if not better, in terms of labor, pregnancy does alter some bodily functions. It does. Okay, try to be politically correct here, but pregnancy does change us temporarily. And for some of us, we might notice that we might not get sick as often. For others, we might notice that we get sick more often. And what the data is showing is women who are expecting are running a higher risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications from coronavirus. They're even looking at miscarriages and stillbirths. About 23% of pregnant people have received one dose. We still have many people out there holding off until after they give birth. And that's difficult. I've been asked, would I tell you to vaccinate or not? And I had said, you know, months ago, I just need to see the data. I don't know enough about it. And all I could say right now is the CDC is urging it. So if the CDC is urging it, that might mean that there's data leaning towards guys. It's going to protect you. But I just am not in a position to have said I saw the data myself and, you know, to do it or not do it. So, but I'm in journalism. I'm here to report the news. And if pregnant people are, you know, at risk of losing their baby and if they are suffering severe COVID, I'm going to support the vaccine then in pregnant people. Until I see data that it could possibly affect the fetus, I want the pregnant mom protected and the fetus protected. So that's just me. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but definitely, we're seeing, these rises in cases, these, you know, variances in efficacy. And there was actually some stupid that happened. I think there was 8,000 people who got saline instead of the COVID vaccine. Let me find out. Let me see. It wasn't in America, I don't believe. This was in Germany. Okay? Yeah, let me tell you this. Allegedly, there's a nurse that gave 8,000 people saline and not a vaccine. Now, we don't know why. I think they're still investigating. This has happened in Germany, but they're trying to get these people back to give them real vaccine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.